I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Previously on Among the Dust.
You follow the neon signs pointing towards the spike.
Take us down!
Where?
To the rig house?
This board has shorted out. This will be a great replacement.
The actual console there, schmick and dandy.
Rig house.
Please lead the way. The sooner we are off this wet abomination, the better.
Why do you hate being...
No, you were right to stop.
Okay.
So incredibly tall.
It was a specific job, was it not?
You see yourself slowly being approached by someone. This individual is a Brenarian.
Yes!
You sure you're not finding yourself a little bit lost?
No.
What's your name then, Kasathan?
I am Zahak Inanadeva of Clan Merdek.
I think I know exactly what would be right for the four of you.
Is this usual behavior?
He seems nice.
What you need is in here.
Put in the elevator.
And now.
And the four of you are left standing in front of this fairly bland grey door. And as you open the door and step inside, there is just a singular platform in the middle, like a raised little cylindrical box. And as the door shuts, the lights flick off and boom. A holographic image appears up from it. And unlike the sci-fi that we know, this isn't a light blue transparent hologram. This is a little bit more high definition. So you get color, you get a visual kind of definition. So you can see very clearly as if you're watching a 3D TV, essentially.
It's like the latest ABBA concert.
Yes, exactly. And what pops up on screen is what you recognize to be a Lashunta woman, a Demaya Lashunta to be exact. She is tall, quite lithe, is wearing what looks like a pretty bedraggled brown coat tightly held across her body. And what is instantly noticeable about this Lashunta is they look terrified. They look shaken. Their whole entire body is rigid and stiff, and their breathing is labored, and they start to look around.
I can't talk for too long, but if I encrypt this properly, someone here, you'll receive the message in a moment. 1 second.
And she goes over, and you see almost to the edge of the hologram and seems to be peering down somewhere as this flickering red and orange light seems to wash against her face, just flickering red and orange.
Thought I saw. No, it's fine. Okay, I need to talk quickly. For anyone who received this, I have a job for you. cannot give you specifics. I won't give you specifics. I won't give you specifics. Be that as it may, I need you to come find me. I'm up in the ring in the free markets. I won't give precise locations. They may be listening. They may be watching. They may find me by the time you get this, but that's besides the point. Come to the free markets. Find me. And you will take me to the Eoxian Embassy. Yes, that's right. You heard me correctly. The Eoxian Embassy. I need you to do it quickly. They are out there, and they are watching, and they could be anyone, and if you... I could die. Been here for a day now, and there's only so long I can hold up here anymore. I will pay you, of course. I'm going to be wiring half of the credits to the house now. Those are yours on completion of the mission. I'll give you the rest. And I think, hold on.
And it cuts out.
Hmm.
And immediately on your comm units, and 100 credits have been wired to each of you on your communication devices.
So then it's 800 credits in total.
Seems that way.
As long as we get it done.
Let me check if there's any metadata on this message. She said she'd been here a day. How long has this been sitting waiting for someone to pick it up?
So, yeah, you can have a little brief. Just make me a very... this will just be a basic computers check.
Computers check, yep. Absolutely.
Can I help?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a DC 10.
Do I roll for an assist?
I got 16.
I got a 13.
Yeah. You can break open the panel that's in there, and you can feed some of the lines and look into the system. You can see there, it's about 2 days old, this message.
She seemed afraid for her life in the message.
Did she?
Yes.
Oh.
Was anyone else picking that up?
I wasn't paying attention.
That's how we're getting our job pitched.
She seemed scared for her mortal life.
Yeah, but we already...
Like so many creatures are.
But we already got paid. And he's like going to show his comms showing that 100 that's just been...
Yes. I still need to finish the job. Pinch. We have already been paid.
But there's double.
Ooh, okay.
And it will help us get off Absalom Station and towards a beneficial goal for all of us.
I'll hold you to that. That this gets us closer to being off station.
It will.
Problem I'm foreseeing is that she refused to tell us exactly where she was, except that she's in the free markets.
And there was and she intuited that the Eoxians would be somehow watching her?
Well, she wanted to go to the Eoxians for safety. So presumably someone else was watching her.
Unclear. Could we is it possible to rewatch the thing for further clarification?
Yeah, you can play it. What are you looking for in particular?
Around the wording of "there after me," was it seeming to refer to the Eoxians themselves?
You can make a pretty clear. You know what? Just for the fun of it, because Arda, I feel, is a little bit. You have trouble reading people at the best of times. So make me a perception check.
But I got some skills in culture. Was that a perception?
Yeah, this would be a perception check.
It's not sense motive?
Well, it's not her motive. It's you're trying to...
You're looking for clues in the actual report.
I think it's the wording, right?
Okay. So, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. 14.
Hey, good job. It's a DC 10. Arda, you've been paying attention to people. It's very simple. Eoxians, safety. Something else is out there that is giving her pause, that is making her concerned.
No, you were right, Clink. It's that... She's going to the Eoxians for refuge, but she did not name the other force at play.
Oh, we have a choice about whether we can help her.
I don't see it as that.
Yes. Well, maybe you're right then. We do have to help her.
I mean, we always have the choice.
Oh.
Keep it in your pants.
I'm telling you, it's not sexual. It's just pleasurable. They're different. If the other races appreciate how much choice that they have, then I think we would live in a better society.
Oh, I've got him going now.
And a lot of us had choices taken away from us.
Exactly right.
So the
I feel
four
like
of you...
we've fulfilled the mother-father role of the party.
Do the four of you decide to take the job?
Yes.
I choose yes. Yeah. Well, let's go get us some more credits.
Fine.
So you leave the room behind. You make your way back through the weaving corridors into the main section of the rig house. As you cross the floor from across the way, you can just see Kios.
Have fun on business. Don't be a stranger now.
Bye.
Well, we can't be. We've met.
Funny.
You make your way back, retracing your steps out of the rig house, through the shaft, and heading back up the precarious elevator shaft. And you make your way towards another section of Absalom Station. The Ring. Now, the Ring is primarily known as the more residential and middle-class sector of station society, right between the various docks that make up the Arms and the more exclusive upper-class central dome known as the Eye. And as you make your way along the Arms, the transition from interstellar terminal life to suburban life is rather noticeable. The tiny corridors give way to larger open spaces filled with various towers, campuses, neighborhoods, and businesses. You walk past the looming headquarters of a Starfinder Society, the four-pointed star on top of a compass emblazoned on their front windows. The Golden Vault, Abadar Corp's head office and its most prominently positioned holy site. But it's the free markets that you want, and this time, it's the smell that reaches you first. The enticing aromas of 100 different recipes passionately cooking out into the open. But as you round the final corner, the rest of your senses are assaulted by the offerings. Now, the free markets are a boisterous and lively free-for-all. You begin to weave your way through the short streets as persistent vendors call out for your attention, shaking meats in one hand and a blaster rifle in the other. Custom-made toys with experimental performance chips, petite bottles of magic serums in a variety of attractive colours and promises. Cloaks, jammers, modules, prosthetics, fusions, a buffet of commerce. Now, the free markets are set out more like a grid, with rows upon rows of individual stalls, mostly canopied at about 7 feet in height, packed tight together, forcing customers to stay fairly close to one another side by side. Along the edges of the markets, on the east and west side, if you envision yourself on the south side, are more residential units, 3 stories high, overlooking the bazaar. The stalls themselves provide most of the lights, filling the markets with dim greens and blues, while a few larger, warmer red and orange neon-lit banners advertise various products, affixed high to sturdy poles on the edges of the market. You are in the thick of it. The Lashunta, no sign of, who could be anywhere, hunted by anyone. How might you want to approach this?
Can I spend some credits and get some food?
You absolutely can. What are you looking for while the others are contemplating their first move? And yes,
instead
pinch.
Of contemplating, could I also get some food without paying for it?
Oh,
with sleight of hand.
You're looking to do a bit of a sneaky sneaky.
She is.
Absolutely. Are you going to be following to like use Arda as the distraction
absolutely
of the same stall? Great. So Arda,
how do I feel about that?
Arda, where are you heading? What kind of delicacies is are you? I mean, if are you looking for food or drink?
Probably food.
Food.
Just
okay.
I feel like, you know, we're about to embark up, you know, on a new adventure.
I mean, if you're looking for something adventurous, there's always a Vescarium curry,
ooh,
which has got an assortment of different flavors from the vast, never before heretofore seen in the Pact world. Potentially our Brethesdan, our contemplative brain food.
Yes. Conflicted as I feel over the Vesk, I must say that their culture is still interesting. What we might understand through food would be extremely beneficial.
I'll buy some little, like, you know, little, like, cups of curry for my friends, for my comrades.
So I'll sort Pinchinada, and then to both Zahark and goodness gracious, sci-fi names, Clink. I'll come to you afterwards and we'll see where the two of you are at. So, Arda, with a Pinch following kind of close behind at a safe distance, ready to strike at an opportune moment, you head up to one of the vendors. And by the by, I have another visual image for you.
A visual image.
One of those visual images.
We've been so spoiled. Two in one day.
This one, unfortunately, wasn't allowed to be as large as I liked it to be, so the quality's low.
Oh, no.
But this is the kind of idea that you have in terms of how very the nice streets are kind of patched
just
together.
Your classic market place.
Yeah.
Sci-fi market.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Lots of vendors. Not much room to wiggle through.
So
always bustling.
You head up and the smell, or more so the look of the Vescarian stew is quite enticing. And you come up to where there's a large Vesk who is a lizard folk who is almost as tall as the canopy itself. He has to have a little bit of a stoop to stay underneath the canopy. He's wearing a white dirty apron that's around him, and he's just got both his hands on the as he sees you coming.
Hello, what is it I can do for you?
I would like, there's four of us, four cups of whatever you've got simmering there.
You can say if it's just for you, I won't judge.
It's not. I wish to share it with my friends.
All righty then.
And while you're serving it, I'm intrigued. What kind of spices are you using?
And as this conversation is starting to
go. It's not my intention, but I am a Xeno seeker, and so I think that's Arda is intrigued about all of these cultures wherever she goes.
Pinch does not realize this and gives you a little thumbs up.
It is good to share food with friends.
So, Pinch, what is your intention? How are you looking to approach this steely? Are you looking for the
do crime
own your Vescarian stew, or are you looking for something else?
I'm looking for something else. Arda's already buying me a stew. I'm good to go there. Yeah. I'm looking for something to stash away for later.
Two stews.
All right, maybe like a little trinket or
a trinket, or maybe like something that keeps a while, or. He's not honestly very fussed.
Is it like something shiny or?
Well, is it, if it's from this stall, it's just food being sold?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah. There might. You know what? I've got an idea.
Oh.
Make me your sleight of hand roll.
I shall. Do I get to know what I'm attempting to pass or not yet?
I'm going to say, given that Arda is distracting, this is going to give yourself a +2 to the roll, because Arda is being a distracting force at the moment. I'm going to keep this roll private.
Okay, fair.
It is a shame that my thirst for knowledge is abetting crime.
Well, I rolled an 8, and that will be added to my base of 15, as you've made it.
What?
So that puts me at a 23.
A good point to say that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I have a base of 13 and you gave me a +2. So.
Well.
I see.
Well, great. So
we'll never make that mistake again.
The way that the Vescarium stall is set up is the actual banister right in front of him, the actual stall itself, sits up higher to accommodate his height.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It happens to make it the perfect height for Yosuke to almost go underneath without having to duck.
Perfect.
So you just kind of trundle underneath the actual
flap.
Just keep
flap. On walking.
Yeah, and the flap. And from where
ears
you are...
just like fold under on it.
Nice. From where you are, if you imagine to your right, the Vesk is standing there. Mm-hmm. So your paw just reaches up and over, yep, and starts like...
just whatever
just,
I can...
just patting yep, around. So if someone was looking, they would just see this paw like kind of trying to perfect, find something. At one point, your hand goes in one of the stews.
Shake it off. Yeah.
Shake it off.
Flick
and like
it off, give it a little lick.
Yes, lick it and then smear the rest back on. And then you hit this brown... This pouch. This
I
black,
feel that it's brown.
Yeah, but you feel the brownness of it. Mm. This black pouch. And it jingles. And you just...
ooh,
clasp your paws around it, grab it, and maybe tuck it into your... well, maybe in your mouth, maybe in your...
right in the mouth.
Right in the
that's
mouth.
That's where everything goes.
Yeah, the pouch in the pouch.
Yep. Until it's full, that's where things will keep going.
Oh, my goodness.
And you have yourself a potential trinket of ooh, some unknown description.
Excellent.
So that's going to be...
are they easily sourced?
And I will pop back up to take the stew that Arda has just bought
I've
me.
I've been like Anthony Bourdain in it over here. I'm getting a rich sense of this guy's culture. I'm learning. It's a cultural exchange.
And in the meantime,
hey, I had a cultural exchange too.
Of his shit
he just
in
didn't
my
know
mouth.
It was happening.
Oh, I think you had a financial exchange.
Well, it's actually very difficult because some of the ingredients tend to run away. So you have to be dexterous, and you need to grab them and then use your strength to kill it.
Fascinating.
And then because it must be done through your hands, you know, you put your heart and your soul into the stew. That's what makes it a Vescarium stew. The passion.
Fantastic.
And
the murderous passion.
Yeah.
Yeah? Have you ever met a chef? I look forward to sharing your passion as she kind of, you know, raises the little cups of stew that she then, you know, takes away and...
10 credits!
Oh, yes. I'll give the... I will pay legally.
Thank
unlike
you.
Some people.
While this is all going on, and there's a cultural exchange with Pinch, Arda, and the Vesk, whose name we'll find out later, maybe.
He comes back to murder us.
Chris and Phil, how are Zahark and Clink spending their time here?
Do you have any ideas, Chris, about how we might start looking?
Oh, I was going to tease you about there being lots of choice for food.
Oh, okay. We can do that. We can do roleplay instead. Yeah,
and
yeah,
actually
yeah,
just kind of mentally scar
roleplay
and
only
harm
today.
You.
Yeah.
No, let's...
no, plot.
No, let's go. Let's go for a look.
I forget someone has to move the
plot. Yeah, yeah, let's do it. Okay.
This trinket could be vital to our mission.
You don't even know.
I mean, it could be. It's a gift for a DM.
Right? Hey, NPCs? Oh, jeez. I have to do more NPCs.
Whoops, it's a bomb. Do you have any tools or anything you want to use? Otherwise, I was going to, like, scout with my drone was my
scout
plan.
Is good.
Other than just, like, asking about what's been happening in the...
you have any magic spells or something? God.
God, you're useless.
You have magical spells.
I'm joking.
I do have lots of magic.
Do any of them help you find people?
No.
That's not really his MO. Any of the magic your god gives you access to help you find people?
Quite the opposite.
I'll help you disappear people?
Yes.
Well, you have proven that in the past.
Mm.
Hang on. Dex, could you get a bird's eye view?
Dex zoom, flies up into the air about 30 feet and...
and can you see what Dex sees?
I can, yes. Yeah, when I take manual control, I can interface with him, yeah.
Yeah, so Dex hovers up into the air and rests above the bazaar itself. And you get again, the layout of it. There's just rows, vertical rows upon rows of tightly knit stalls, about 7 foot high. Off to the east and west, there are high-rise apartments kind of just built into the walls there, about three stories at most, with windows overlooking down onto the bazaar. You see also on the kind of the north, east and west side, there are various red and orange neon lit signs and advertising various things, some flickering, some burning brightly, one's completely off, and just an absolute menagerie of different races and people bustling around from place to place.
Well, what do you suggest?
I'm trying to see if anyone's out of place.
This is a bazaar.
Well, you know, operatives with weapons searching for someone.
So us?
Yes. Us, but not us.
Well, you keep doing that. I'm going to go for a walk.
Okay.
And Zahak will just start walking around.
Great. So you're going to start going for a walk. And here's my question. When you're saying you're looking for people,
yeah.
Is Zahak trying to look for the threat or trying to look for the client or anything?
The threat.
The threat. Okay. Well, then
you got the same idea as me, that she's probably well hidden.
Yeah.
We're more likely to find the people looking for her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're unlikely to find her because we have nothing to go off that.
Yeah.
Whereas we actually probably need to find the people. Like, from what that message tells us empirically as players, is like, don't go looking for her. Go looking for the people who are trying to find her.
Yes.
Or potentially.
That's so interesting.
The people maybe giving her safety. I don't know. If there's some link there, I don't know.
That's interesting. I didn't make my clue clear enough, unfortunately. It was more...
Orange light.
Inspiration for Phil.
Hey!
There was an orange light in the message, and you just mentioned orange light when the drone went up.
Oh, okay. Then let's go there.
And it was flickering on and off as well.
Yes.
So.
Oh, really? God, I zoned out for a second.
Yeah, it was flickering.
Pinch wasn't listening, I was.
I was like immersing myself. Oh, it's flickering lights and blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't... That part didn't tweak. I didn't zone out to that degree.
The one in her video.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. I was like, let's see how either surreptitious or clever this is.
Very clever.
Zach, hang on a moment.
What?
Let me show you the feed.
And I'll hold out my pad, and the feed from Dex focuses on an orange light that is blinking.
Seems significant, don't you think?
Yeah.
A signal.
Yes.
Same hue as the lights that were shining on her face in her message.
Yes.
I believe I found her.
Well done.
Thank you.
Stew's all round.
Good timing.
Yeah, I imagine that we kind of arrive back in time.
Oh, piquant.
I thought we would need some...
what did you call her?
Do you mean picante?
I guess so.
Her name's Arda.
Arda Prime, to be specific. I figured we might need some fortitude going ahead.
You have been listening to Among the Dust, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Starfinder and all associated properties are trademark of Paizo Incorporated, authorized through Paizo's community use policy.
I look forward...
Excuse me.
Right over the food.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.